It's now an opportunity for three of our faculty members to speak about our online activities on our campuses. First of all, Kathy Novak, who is Department of Communications at the Springfield campus. I want to make sure I pronounce this properly. Professor Koris Mohamnadun. Is that close? Department of Civil and Material Engineering at Chicago campus. And lastly, Nick Berbulis, who's Department of Education Policy, Organization, Leadership, Urbana campus. And we appreciate your comments today. Go ahead.
Thank you. The University Senate's conference would like to provide you with an update to our online degree programs at the three campuses. So that's what we're doing today. Each of us are presenting for our individual campuses, and we're trying to make these very brief, so I will kind of move quickly through these slides. And by the way, my name is Kathy Novak. This is actually an old presentation, so do you have any other slides for us? Okay. What I would like to do then is veer away from the slide and give you other information that I have. So try to avoid the slide for a moment and listen more to me if you would. Okay. UIS is a leader in online education, launching its first online degree program in 1997. UIS offers a variety of undergraduate and graduate online degrees. We have 12 online undergraduate degrees, 11 online graduate degrees, and we also have professional certifications that are online and graduate certificates. UIS has a number of partnerships with 20 community colleges in Illinois. We also have a unique, innovative, and successful partnership with a community college in California. There are 1,500 UIS online majors, and these students are located in 47 states, in 70 counties in Illinois, 7 foreign countries, Puerto Rico, 3 Canadian provinces. And many of the on-campus students that we have also benefit from the scheduling flexibility of online courses. These are all high quality, and these are all taught by the same faculty who teach on campus. In fact, 97% of all 2015 UIS graduates took at least one online course toward degree completion. We can look at the next slide, but if it's still wrong, then I want you to just pay attention to me. This is the wrong slide, so I have more good.
We have the right slides in our board.
Do you? Good. That's good. Somebody has the right slides, so I'll kind of talk about that. Online program enrollment by headcount, then you do have that, correct? Okay,
right.
Great.
Right.
Okay. This shows total UIS students, so we have a total on our small campus of 5,402. This shows a breakdown of the graduate students and undergrads and how many of these are online students. So the percentages of our students, the total grouping of each of these that are online, are as follows. 34.2% of our graduate students are online students. 25.6% of our undergraduate students are online students. That is a total of 29.6% of our students who are online students. We also have a table that shows credit hour enrollment by course type. We offer online-only courses, blended courses, and on-campus-only courses. Of all of the credit hours, the total credit hours that we offer at UIS, 50.3% of those are on campus, 38.8% are online, and 10.8% are blended. And we might as well not move the slides, but just let me continue talking. My last slide, which you have in front of you, some of you, are some more highlights of the online education at UIS. In 2016, it's been ranked number one among affordable colleges online in the nation. In 2016, it's been ranked in the top 30 in the nation for online undergraduate degree programs. It's been ranked in the top 20 in the nation for online business graduate programs. And it's recognized nationally for quality of online teaching and learning, having received or participated in 33 national grants, 15 national awards for online learning excellence, and a variety of other, we've have faculty and staff who have authored 30 book chapters, articles, and online education, presented as keynote speakers at international and national conferences, and that currently serve on national and international boards regarding online teaching. So what makes UIS a leader and makes it attractive in online education is its affordability as well as its high number of degree offerings. So thank you.
Well, good morning. My name is Kouros Mohamedian. I'm actually professor of civil engineering here in Chicago campus. Can I have actually the first slide, please? Thank you. Well, the online education here in Chicago campus, we are basically are covering all sorts of online education. We have MOOCs courses, we have online courses for our traditional students, but the main focus for us has been trying to focus on two things: providing courses that can basically change people's life. Second, offering courses that basically can also generate revenue for university. So because of that, we have been focusing on developing programs, degree programs, as well as professional certificate programs. So our programs have been actually in place since 1999, well before actually having global campus and initiatives like that. And it has been growing ever since. Right now we have 39 programs in place, 15 degree programs, both bachelor and master's degrees, as well as 24 professional certificate programs. And these are not just in one side of the campus, east or west. These are all distributed all around the campus in 9 different colleges. Next slide, please. In terms of students enrollment in this program, we have constantly have over 1,000 students enrolled in our, only in online program, and this is mainly in fall and spring semesters, and even in summer semester where things are a little bit slower, we have over 500 students actually usually enrolled in our online program. These are the biggest program actually by far is just our master's degree in health informatics that attracts over 350 students, followed by actually our RN to BSN program. This is a unique program, registered nurse. These are professional practitioner, registered nurse practitioners that have associate degrees. Now they're coming actually to complete a bachelor's degree in nursing. Attracts over almost 100 students actually annually. Then goes actually other program, including my home College of Engineering. We have a master's program in engineering that I'll briefly talk about just in a minute. We attract over 50 students actually annually in that program. Next slide, please. If you are believing in rankings provided by U.S. News and World Reports, we are ranked number 2 in terms of our undergrad online program. And interestingly, we are actually ranked number 1 in terms of student engagement. And I'll explain actually how that works actually for us. The undergrad programs that are basically well recognized are our bachelor's program in health information management and our basically registered nurse to BSN program that I mentioned. This also has resulted in several different actually partnerships, including 10 partnerships with 10 different community colleges as well as 3 hospitals. Our good ranking is not just actually limited to our undergrad program. Our graduate programs, including, as I said, my home college, we have a program in engineering, we are ranked number 29 in the nation, as well as other master's programs that we have all actually highly ranked. One important aspect of our program, I can talk about actually my own, you know, home department and home college. We are trying actually to engage the students in research. That's why you see them presenting in different conferences. And some of them actually, surprisingly, they come actually and go to a PhD degree. I was just talking to one PhD student just last night as a director of graduate studies in my department, talking to one PhD student who actually came to our PhD program after completing master's degree in our online program. Our students are basically, as I said, we are targeting, these are not traditional students. These are usually working, you know, adults or just family people who have family responsibilities. They're coming to our programs, but they're coming from all over actually the country, 43 different states and from 9 different foreign countries. Thank you.
Thank you for this opportunity. First slide, please. Over the past 5 years, our campus enrollment in fully online courses and programs has grown to over 37,000 students. We now have 75 online degree programs and almost 500 online courses. During that same five-year period, our revenue from online programs has more than doubled, now totaling over $24 million. Our national leadership in this field can be seen in our invitation to join the so-called G9 group, planning an online strategy group, along with Stanford, Harvard, MIT, and others. We're one of only two public universities invited to join that group. Next slide, please. We've been very aggressive in promoting MOOCs. We're one of the first public universities to join the Coursera initiative, and we've been one of their most prolific and high-quality MOOC developers. When some new MOOC programs currently in development come online, we will be their top MOOC provider. We have 2.6 million enrolled students in our MOOCs, and we're beginning to see significant revenue returns from those courses, currently about $1.4 million. The courses are free to take. They wouldn't be MOOCs if they weren't free. But if students want a verified certificate of completion, they have to pay a small fee of about $50. Multiplied by the huge enrollments in some of these courses, that can generate significant revenue. Our new MOOC-based IMBA is the first in the nation and is already being praised as a major innovation by other business schools. When it comes online, we expect it to be a big money maker and a national model for doing high-quality, low-cost professional education. And other professional colleges on our campus are looking at the IMBA as a potential model for them as well. Part of our campus MOOC strategy has been to use free versions of our courses, which are not for credit, as a loss leader to attract students into our regular four-fee, four-credit courses and programs. We also have a model in which all of the digital resources used in our MOOCs can be repurposed for use in other online and on-campus courses. So our MOOCs leverage and give visibility to our broader core business. Final slide, please. Part of our campus philosophy has been to view online courses not only as a resource for off-campus and non-traditional students, but for on-campus students as well. At a time when we're concerned with rising costs and extended time to completion, the availability of online courses can help students finish more quickly. We have some evidence for this. Students taking at least one online course are finishing in 4 years at about a 75% rate. Students not taking online courses are about 15 to 20 percentage points in their completion rate below that. One new innovation on our campus is an online winter session schedule. We weren't prepared for how popular these would become. The first course overfilled in a matter of minutes. Now, a year later, we're offering 17 courses during the winter session with more to come. Similarly, with summers, students were taking a lot of courses from other online providers when they could live at home and work during the summers. We've recaptured a large percentage of those enrollments and their revenue by offering our own online courses. This shows that even given cost differences, students prefer to take our own courses if they're available at convenient times and in online formats. That's the end of our report. Thank you very much.
Very good. Questions for any and all of our presenters?
Dr. Papoulis?
Yes, sir.
So when did we get so deeply involved in online education? I go back to a few years ago where it was very much resisted by certain members of the faculty.
Yeah, I think it's still resisted by some faculty. but I think what changed people's minds, and I've been there since the beginning, frankly, is people realizing, A, that you can do these things in a high-quality way. And the interest of on-campus students in taking these online courses on all three of the campuses shows that these are not seen as second-rate substitutes for real classes. And I think once people see that these can be equal quality, I think that changes the way faculty look at them. In the very first years, they were cheaper substitutes that were good enough for those students, those non-traditional students. I think on all three campuses, we haven't really taken that approach, and we've really seen these, especially as they get folded into our regular curriculum, as indistinguishable. One point that Kathy made, at Illinois, online courses and programs are usually taught by regular faculty. That's not true at many other universities. So that's part of how we keep our standards. Number two, and briefly, I think we're also realizing that online isn't just a delivery system, but it's an area of innovation in instruction. And more faculty who teach conventional on-campus in the room classes are using technologies in all sorts of ways to innovate and improve their instruction. So technology isn't just a delivery system, it's a mechanism and engine for innovation.
Thank you.
Yep. I remember those days, Jim, back when there was challenges. Any other questions or comments for the presenters? Yes, Tim.
I'd just like to comment that I think that's a tremendous service to the students. Personal experience, one of my daughters was able to graduate in 3 years. She had some, you know, AP courses in high school, but it wouldn't happen if she were not able to take online courses over Christmas and in the summer. So, you know, you cut your costs from 4 years to 3 years, that's significant.
You're very good.
$28,000 or whatever.
It's real money.
Yeah.
I wonder if any of the student trustees have had experience with online courses or not, any of the three of you?
Yeah. I can comment. I agree with Trustee Kreitz. I think that it's definitely a very beneficial program. Last summer, I actually had a summer internship, and so I had a course that was self-paced. And so in that way, I was able to kind of balance the internship while also performing academically. So I think it's good in that regard. And I know specifically for me, I have a friend who was a new mom last semester, and she was able to kind of balance being a new mom while also taking online classes. So I think it's good for that as well.
Very good. I think the one thing I would add is I think back to the retreat we had a couple years ago, three years ago, and talking about online, and we were visioning then about where does it fit, and it's remarkable of where all this has gone since then. But I see a lot of things people talking about higher ed and where higher ed's going, and consistently online learning is in the middle of that whole discussion, and that's a great compliment to what's being done. And I apply to all of you, Nick, your comment about the faculty and the professors want to make sure that the quality of the online course lives up to the expectation of in-person courses, and I think that kind of dedication continues to build in the credibility of that program. So thank you all, and thanks for coming and giving the presentation. Appreciate it.